It's thank you time.
That's right. We want to give a big thank you to the following listeners who subscribe to us on our brand new Ko-fi.
Shout out to Monty,
Mark Jessen,
Steampunk Octopus,
and a mystery benefactor who has a vested interest in the Six Rivers story. So thank you all so much. Your support will help us keep Pork Fried Dice running.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, did you hear I'm a Slug Lord now?
No, I didn't. I'm so jealous. I'm not a slug anything.
Well, you too can become a slug something. Just head to tinyurl.com/supportpfd and subscribe to Pork Fried Dice on Ko-fi.
Awesome!
You're listening to the show about darts in your eye. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Do you need to hear our levels or anything?
I guess I should look at that. Boom, I don't know.
Berry, boom, berry, boom, berry.
I feel like maybe we turned Adam was showing us something at some point, but I don't know because Adam hasn't been.
I put them back where they should be, both them and him. So they're both at 100%.
100%. Okay.
Which is what it should be on our end.
Okay, cool. Yeah? All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, cool.
If it's not good, you'll be mad in 4 months.
I guess it's just, right? Because Abby and Alex are the only people that are on the same track in my editing thing, right?
Fix that. So all right, I'll talk. Abby, talk.
I'm talking.
Try to talk over me.
I'm always talking.
I dare you to try to talk over me.
Doesn't matter.
Wait, all right, can they actually hear you?
I don't know. Raise your hand if you can hear me. Adam can hear me. Yeah, out there, everyone can hear me except for you. But we knew that already.
It looks good to me. Ooh.
Were you talking?
Oh. See?
Thanks.
Waka waka.
I'm still over here.
Are they good?
I think so.
Okay. Cool.
Boom.
Where do you want the notes?
Notes. Yeah, I want to send them like right as a start so they can look at it because I think having the words always helps.
Okay.
Yay.
I'll put it in the chat for this call.
Remember that you have the little document? Oh man, I suddenly don't feel well either.
Uh-oh.
Yay!
We can just play Jackbox.
This is the weirdest. It's the weirdest sickness because it is so slow moving.
Do you want to play the recap or no?
Yes, I do. Okay. I want to.
All right.
After all that, jeez!
Jesus. Yeah. All right, don't read ahead. Previously on Pork Fried Dice. That's... What? All right, 1 second. I'm just trying to...
That's good. That's good.
Paste the. Why is it doing it like that? I don't know.
Wait, this is
I guess you have to expand it. Okay, hit expand.
Oh my god. It's many.
I don't know. Whatever.
Send it somewhere else.
Okay. or maybe it's because it was too much. I'll send it in 2 bits.
I can expand it.
But it's still good. Not everything. There's half.
It's a text file.
Oh, really?
Don't just ignore that. It was just because it was too much to paste. This is taking too long.
I laid out the notes easily so that we could easily.
But it's too much. Your recap's too long.
I'm sorry. Oh, Eric.
Oh, Eric. Oh, Eric.
He's just struggling so much. I see him. He's like.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
This Friday at 8:30, 7:30 Central, a group of friends needs to find out whether pet shop owner Sean Indigo has a winged owlbear in his possession. Should they just ask, or should they send in a paranoid, germophobic, urbanite con man who hates all things nature to investigate the animal cages? This won't end poorly, will it? Only on PFD.
Get me home. A little voice beamed into Will's head, so he tried to see which animal said it. But suddenly fear hit Will, and he noped the fuck out of that. And
Natural ones will make you feel that way. What happens when the intervention you thought was about you was really a reverse intervention, and now you have to help everyone else? Roscoe is worried about Sean's addiction to illicit substances. Or is it really Sean that's worried about Roscoe's addiction to brown treat, mustard and wine, Moe's addiction to religion, and Rafina's addiction to Twig Tea? Tune in Friday for a very special episode of... Whatever happened to secret room activity? When you go in, everybody knew you were taking that brown treat. But Sean Indigo thinks he can go in and out of rooms without suspicion. Everywhere you look, everywhere Roscoe's got a new intervention. Everywhere you look, everywhere Roscoe's got some distracting intention. Everywhere you look. If you want to leave the room, that might be banned. Roscoe will have to check the palm of his hand for the rules to interventions. That's the rules to interventions.
Wow.
This Friday on PFD.
Then cast my rod.
That's our kick. And what is he doing this week? Trying to catch another fish. Hope it doesn't turn out to be another boot. Catch Kick, causing trouble again when he puts four fish in his friend's bureau drawers this Friday. Come listen to my story about a lizard named Kick. He sure couldn't think, but man, he kind of fished. He tried to catch a spiky, wiggly, iridescent guppy. When the captain asked what fish it was, Kick said he made it uppy. The captain wished him good luck and pinned a ship's wheel intended for cruise traveling toddlers on Kick's clothes. Well, the next thing you know, they're headed to the fishing spot. Below deck, they invite Will. He says, I'd rather not. But Rafina's there to conversate, and on their merry walk, they decide to go get Chimi and to have him pick the lock. The lock on Sean Indigo's room, that is. Rafina wants to go into the room full of vicious creatures and give them all a snuggle. On a very special episode of PFD, the Cross Albatross wants Shimi and the Shimshams to free a small winged owl bear, and Rafina thinks it's imprisoned in Sean Indigo's private room. But the door is locked, so she asks possibly 14-year-old Shimi to pick the lock with disastrous consequences.
Click, clunk!
What's going on?
That wasn't great. You got darted.
Should small children follow the instructions of weird old ladies they've met only a week ago?
Oh my god, we killed Jimmy!
Tune in Friday and find out.
Yep.
Don't pick the lock on that door.
Something's waiting for you. It's a trio of darts that meet your face. Ouch, and I boo-boo. This cruise has dangers galore. They're all in Indigo's room.
They're all in Sean's room.
And now the captain himself will investigate. I think Sean is doomed.
Will Shimi's left I ever see again? What guilt will Rafina go through?
Shimi's too young for this crew.
What should we ethically do? This Friday on PFD, what happens when an impression goes too far? Sure, maybe your friends like it, but what about your spouse? Just how many times can a person hear a terrible accent before it ends in
murder?
Tune in this week and find out.
Sometimes you wanna go Arnar. And Arnar, my part Farley R. You wanna talk like a guy who's got pets, both reptilian and mammalian. You wanna do a bad impression of an Australian.
I'm sorry, Monty. We're all sorry. Even Eric, even if he won't say it. He's so sorry.
Monty's in Australia.
Oh my god.
And that was
amazing.
Fucking
brilliant. Epic. What do you mean it's not epic? That was epic.
It was like, I don't know.
So epic. Also, You've stolen every single sitcom theme from future recaps ever.
I'm legitimately envious that you made that. Like I like because it's like you did the melange. It's a medley. It's you know, I love so it. Good. I love that. Well, I love that just, approach.
It was just so many so like good. Like with the drama, like, okay, so the reason that I thought of sitcoms was because after that time we played, I got off and I was like, that felt like one of the coolest sessions. And now it's been so long, so I don't know if anyone really remembers, but like we seemed to drift like in and out of different scenarios so well and like go into each other's and out of each other's. And like, it was so much happening and it felt so silly, like that serious things were happening. And also of course, wacky things. It was really crazy. Like it felt so, I don't know. So then I was like, oh yeah, it's like a bunch of TV shows. I have to just do that.
Well, you fucking killed it.
You really did. Oh,
thank
so
you.
Good.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks, babe.
And I think everybody so knows good. What's going on. It was a very
I hope
I
so.
Definitely clear remember recap. Better.
Mm-hmm.
I had the only thing I do want to say is that last time I remember Abby as Rafina saying, "Will's gonna kill me," but I will say that I went back and I listened to the conversation, and like while Rafina thought of Shimi picking the lock, Will was like, "Yeah, let him pick the lock." So like Will is definitely, you know, so you can feel bad if you want, but it's definitely not just Rafina.
If you want.
I did not want you to think that it was all you're doing, for sure. And also, the drinking room is actually called the lounge. That was another fact that I don't know if you remember that funny moment where we were like, because you were like, the lounge? We were all like, oh,
the drinking room.
We kept calling
room.
It the drinking room. Yeah.
Anything else? Any other addendum? Errata.
One of the funny things is also that I realized only after we played that I didn't at any point actually tell anyone about the voice I heard. I was too like freaked out. I think like the natural ones really made me all like discombobulated because I didn't remember when poor Rafina, like Abby did a great job of just being like, what's going on? And then like, I didn't say what was going on. I just said there's a bunch of scary animals in the room. Like, that's too scary. Don't go in there. I didn't say anything about
Poor
this
Will.
Voice. Well, no, I just feel bad because Abby did a great
Is
job.
It's calming
like,
down
to
a little
kind
bit
of
now.
Still get in there. I guess so. Maybe.
Get him some of that brown treat.
But Shimi's eye is white and disgusting.
Yeah,
that's
the worst. It's the worst.
Disgusting. That's terrible. Subjective.
His mom told him so.
Yeah, he's going to shoot his
eye out.
Yes, that happened too.
We also ended on a Roscoe cliffhanger.
Yes. Roscoe Adam needs to decide if Roscoe giggles and runs away next time on Pork Fried Dice is one of my notes here. Perfect.
So, we're going to pick up right there. Very good memory all.
Nice.
You're in the lounge, aka drinking room, Roscoe, with Sean Indigo and Captain Clockface and Mo. And you were the conversation. It was about religion, right?
Gods
and things. I don't remember what the exact question was, but yeah, that was
Roscoe
the...
asked Sean how he feels about
the
gods.
The last thing asked was how Sean feels about gods, and Sean had closed his
eyes.
Oh,
that's right. He closed his eyes.
Sorry, I should have said that whole note, dummy.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well, when I think about gods out on in the outback of where I'm from... I think, you know, the gods are there and they can help us out.
Who are you talking to?
What? You asked me.
Yeah, but there's a decision point. I don't know if Roscoe's there to hear this.
I was just starting
his
to...
His eyes are still closed.
He's got his eyes closed and he's talking.
All right, well, Roscoe's not hearing any of that. Oh. Roscoe's eyes also close. In a moment, he imagines a whole future, starting with him. He sees it all. He sees it. He lives a whole life. He sees himself waving and gesturing to Mo and Clockface and giggling and motioning to them all to run away giggling. And in this future they run away and they leave Sean alone, but Roscoe also remembers that he did the same thing to the cross albatross. And so in this future, like something, it's not even clear in his imaginings, but something horrible happens. Like Sean, there's some kind of apocalyptic, destructive event that happens because of this offense that he causes to Sean by running away giggling. And in the aftermath of all this devastation and loss, Roscoe is remembering back to how he offended the albatross with that same thing, and he's regretting. He's thinking to himself, I shouldn't have done that. I should have learned my lesson from when I did the same thing to the albatross, because then he was all mad at me and he fucked up my quarterstaff, and then it was a big fight and it was bad, and now all my friends are dead and I'm alone, and I wish I could go back and change my mind about running away and giggling like I did. And he closes his eyes really tight in this barren future. And when he opens them, he's back in the lounge on the SS Abalone. Mm.
And you see Sean open his eyes, and he says, "Gods, do you agree, Roscoe?"
Oh, no! I guess I hadn't really thought about it that way.
Oh, so you do agree? That's surprising.
No, I'm saying it gives me something to think about, that's all. I guess, did Roscoe really just live a whole life? Did he just have a Picard moment? In the, what's that episode? The Inner Light. Did Roscoe just have an inner light? If so, he's traumatized forever.
Oh, no. All right. Well, get a new character going.
Is that the time where he, like, rides on a horse without a shirt or something? Or is that another episode?
That might be something else. That was Putin.
Yeah, I know, right?
Notorious pork fried dice listener, Vladimir Putin.
Infamous. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so we don't know what Sean said.
I mean, Mo does.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Clockface does. Sean does.
Rah.
The important thing is that Roscoe has, in this moment, prevented a disastrous timeline from branching off. And
he's going to go take a nap.
He's just looking.
Phew, all in a day's work.
He's just...
so satisfied with himself.
He's just looking wide-eyed at everybody, and he says, "I do not know whether I agree or disagree. All I do know is that I'm a fucking hero."
That's a good way to look at it, mate. I'd say I feel the same.
Well,
yeah,
we're on the same page.
Well, good. And you'll note that I am still here.
Yep.
Paying attention to you.
Right.
Like I said, I'm a goddamn hero.
And the doors to the lounge burst open, and in strides Captain Malvolio Paisley, followed by, I can't remember who went with him.
I don't think we actually decided that. That was one thing. It kind of, he was leaving and the rest of us were I think he left.
Okay.
To deal with it, and we
okay.
didn't decide.
So. All right. Well, do you want to? Okay, we'll cut down to the fishing spot.
Oh.
Captain Malvolio Paisley has strudled out of the spot. And
strudled, did you say?
Yeah.
I got to write that down.
Left behind. Strudled. His kick and Valencio and One-Eyed Shimi and Rafina.
Kick had asked, are you okay? And Shimi says he's fine, but he can't see. And the captain's going to investigate. We accused Sean Indigo of having dangerous animals. And we said, everyone get your nautical pitchforks, your tridents.
That's great. Right.
And you said we can follow or not. So that was basically okay. the last thing. Sorry, I'm just trying to make sure. okay. Would anyone say anything? The captain just left.
You all stared at each other.
Yeah. What happened? Wait, no. We don't have to worry about anybody being in the room. We're all here except for Roscoe. Hopefully Roscoe isn't in the room, I guess. Wait, no. He couldn't get in the room because he didn't pick the lock. Wait, what happened?
Well, I picked the lock, okay. And a dart shot into my eye, and now I can't use my eye anymore. Yeah. And you guys say it looks gross.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't have said that out loud.
I mean, you kind of went, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely did that.
I could see out of this eye, and that's the face you made. Ugh, that's a gross eye.
Well, like, it's
alarming. And you were looking at the one that I'm not looking out of.
It's an alarming eye. It's alarming. It's new. You look different.
All right. Do I look hot?
Well, Jesus that's Christ. Weird.
Sorry, do I look distinguished? Is that more acceptable for a 14-year-old to ask?
Sure. Yes, you do. Right. I look at Rafina like this, like...
Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. These ones down here hurt, these holes. Kind of sting. This what? One, though, I can't feel
Didn't
anything.
We heal?
He starts
we
poking
did
his
so
white
much
eye.
Healing.
Ah, stop doing it. He's doing it in real life. Stop it. Jeez.
Look, I'm an immersive DM. What can I say?
Immersive
if you'll check
DM.
In under your seats, there's an eyeball you could all poke.
I think Will is nervous that the captain is going somewhere. So I think he's going to shuffle on out the door while looking at everyone Strudel. Like this. He's going to strudle out the door, holding his hands up like this. We got to control this somehow. And I'm going to go.
All right, let's go, Will.
Okay.
Okay, let's all go then.
Where are they going?
To follow
Come on,
the captain.
We're going with the captain.
I'm fishing. I'm going to get this fish. The one. I'm going to get the one.
Kick,
fish.
You were supposed to do that like 30 minutes ago. I think we've lost that plan.
I'm working on it. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Did you guys find it?
Yep.
You don't need my help anymore?
You can stay here, you fish-smelling fuck. Just stay here. I don't care. I just got to follow this guy. Whatever.
All right. I'm going. You're right.
All right. Bathwack remembers that he's Bathwack.
Yep. He's getting in too deep.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he's gonna turn into.
Can't stop
for
thinking
real.
About this fish.
Yeah.
What is it like? When like there's super deep undercover,
like Daniel Day-Lewis. Oh, it's undercover cops.
Yeah, but like, there's like a word like or like a phrase for like when you get like so
deep, like
deep into
cover?
It. So, yeah, like I don't know. Whatever.
You lose who you are.
It's called. Yeah. Yeah. It's called Heath Ledgering.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, jokering. Too yeah, too soon. Forever too soon. Oh, Heath.
You were a candy
mole,
bar.
A long-term spy, also called a penetration agent.
Ooh.
Nice. That's
They're
where
experts
Kick is.
In error correction.
I can't keep those things in, can I?
I don't see why not.
You can't keep those things in, can you?
Whoa!
That's what she said.
What the fuck is... Oh my god. Okay.
All right, so you all hustle after the captain who is on a mission, so you gotta hurry up to catch up to him. But you know, you can hear him stomping, clomping. And yeah, you were able to catch up with him as he bursts into the lounge. Where's Sean Indigo? Huh? What? Oh, Gnar, what's wrong? You, sir, are under arrest. I, as the captain of the SS Abalone, do hereby, by the power invested in me, he's striding up to him this whole time.
Whoa.
And he pulls out, he has like a length of hempen rope.
Oh my god.
You will surrender yourself to me under charges of deadly assault.
Hey, now what's going
with
on here?
Ship locking mechanisms.
Ooh.
Now hold on, I gotta say, like, I may not agree with what Sean believes about God and gods, but I will defend to the death his right to believe it.
Well,
what's
sir,
this about Lux?
Sir, if you get in my way, I will have to use force on you.
Whoa.
Now, please, sir, Mr. Indigo, present your hands to me behind your back. Oh, what's it all this about? You, sir, have installed a weapon of deadly force, unauthorized, on the outside of your room, and you have caused grievous harm to one of my passengers, for whom I take upon myself complete and utter responsibility.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. But fine, here's my hands.
Whoa.
And he sticks his hands out behind him. I'll comply, I'm sure the truth will out. And the captain roughly grabs him and ties his hands together behind his back.
Will's looking at Rafina. What does Rafina think of the captain being all sexy? How sweaty is he? I look at him. How sexy is he?
Oh, how sweaty is she? I thought you were wondering.
No. How sweaty is he? Like, you got to give her a description.
He's red-faced. He has rolled his sleeves up. You can see his bulging forearms.
Whoa.
She doesn't like bulges.
Does Roscoe...
She doesn't like bulges.
You can see his perfectly smooth
Not
forearms.
Not even David Bowie's bulge? Would she like David Bowie's bulge? Would she?
Cod pieces are different.
Okay, would Roscoe notice Shimi's eye?
Maybe. I mean, it's not... He's not hiding it. He's in the room. His eyes are open. Potentially. I could see that being plausible anyway, if you're assessing the presence of your...
Yeah, Roscoe looks at everybody.
Yeah, sure.
It's noticeable, right?
Yeah, it totally
His
is.
His eyes all, like, pale and milky or something.
Yeah.
Some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's white, yeah.
It's white. But yeah, look at my eye. That's what he did to me.
So wait, is this what happened? Is this what the locks were about?
There was a projectile that shot out of his door and struck me in the ocular orb. And look, I can't see out of it. And apparently it looks gross.
I thought our friend was in there. I thought Will got him.
Are you actually whispering, or are you just talking across the room?
Whispering,
like that?
Yeah. Put like off to the side, yeah.
To Shimi, or to...
And if...
I mean, Will's there.
Beijman.
Everybody's there.
But Will is standing off to the side. I'm just very closely observing kind of like the law and order on this ship, like what the captain's all about.
Boom,
like,
boom.
I mean, this is interesting, and Will is happy about it. He doesn't care if there's injustice or whatever, because he wants to, you know, if we're supposed to get some prize from getting a creature that might be in that room, then getting this guy out of the way is very helpful to us. But also, I'm trying to see whether I think the captain is like unbalanced, or like if this seems, does this seem appropriate? I think like it's a danger to the passengers. Like
he didn't come in and like kill him.
Right. Yeah. He's trying to figure out what's going on. Okay. So I'm just standing off to the side.
I wish the captain would have asked him about the darts. He didn't ask him about the darts.
Do you say that out loud?
Yeah.
We'll get to that, Rafina. We'll begin the trial momentarily. I just needed to apprehend the suspect in order to make sure that he doesn't
flee.
Is Rafina going to be the sexy witness?
Oh, I hope so. If she would be so kind. Did you witness anything?
I can't think about being a sexy witness when we've got a white eyeball in Shimi's head right now.
Shimi, cover that up. It's disturbing Rafina.
Oh.
No, whoa. That's not what I mean.
Hey, I think the evidence needs to stand on display. And I look at Shimi and I wink.
Well, but if it interferes with my witness's ability to testify.
Sexily.
But you can't yell that at a victim of something of this magnitude.
You're right. Valencio, cover up Shimi's eye.
Captain, that's very inappropriate. That is not a kind thing to say. It's a 14-year-old child, I think. I'm not really sure.
He's so distinguished.
He
it's hard
he's,
to tell.
Yeah, he's like 65 or something. But, you know about that. You're distinguished, too. I think we talked about that last time. You were, like, saying that I couldn't judge his age because he's, like, young or something. I don't know.
I'm Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm a little worked up. Something like this has not happened on my craft before, so I am finding myself needing to work decisively and quickly to ensure this matter is put to rest.
I'm glad we're acting quickly.
Shimi, would you feel put upon if I asked you to, for the sake of those around us, to cover your injury?
That's all right. I think maybe it needs to breathe.
Oh. I mean, I could just, like, hold my hand over it. It doesn't matter. I can't see out of it.
Would you like a pirate patch? I'll make you a pirate patch.
This ship has insurance.
What's a pirate patch?
It's an eye patch. It's like a little peekaboo.
Oh.
Scrap of fabric.
That sounds like something a sexy witness would give me.
I'm just going to tear up some of my boob tube socks here. And
oh, shit.
Yeah, and make you a little eye patch here.
All right, that's fine with me. Oh, if it'll help you get through this.
It's going to be so sweaty. Will looks at Shimi like this. Like he's revolting. It's her boob tube socks, she just said. I'm assuming that's your boob socks, the ones that go around your neck.
Yeah.
No, they go around her television.
Yeah, I know. It's that's what I'm saying, unless it was something that I didn't know about.
Tube socks rhyme with boob socks.
Will looks at Rafina like, oh no, the boob socks. And then he looks at Shimi, who's okay with it. He's just like, what is happening? Okay. Good luck with those.
I mean, it's just soft.
Jamie, I just want to be clear. It's not that I find your visage revolting. I'm merely worried about the eyeball, and I want it to be resolved.
Okay.
So don't feel like I can't look at you.
I mean, you don't have to cut up your clothes then. I mean, I'm okay. I can't see it.
Okay.
It's the rest of you. I haven't even seen a mirror yet. I guess maybe that's a good thing, judging by the silence that fell over this drinking room.
Can I cast message and say you look cool? I can't say that as Valencio. Like, I'm Valencio. I don't know Shimi. Sorry, I'm losing my voice.
You want to say you look cool?
Yeah, just like, can I say that quietly?
Does Will believe that?
I think that Will was alarmed when he first saw him, but like... He's just trying to say something generically nice. Like, I don't know if he believes that he looks cool, but he's like, don't worry about it. You look cool.
I'm just wondering if I need you to roll deception. That's why I'm asking.
I don't think he looks... I mean, do I think he looks ugly? I don't know. I don't know how to determine
that. It doesn't feel
that.
Manipulative. It doesn't feel like you're trying to gain something by it.
Yeah, so. I'm not trying to gain it. I'm just trying to, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sorry, I just... Sometimes try to bring it around to D&D.
Apologize, why don't you?
Me?
How dare you?
I'm so sorry, Abby.
I guess I accept your apology.
Adam, is that a wand?
I know, he keeps waving it around. I like it. When he's being Roscoe with this, it's very cute.
Oh, a conductor's baton?
It's not either of those things.
It is a long chopstick.
I forget
who you killed with it.
Yeah, I forget where it came from. But I found it, and now I'm playing with it.
Nice.
Okay.
Looks nice in your hair.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Don't knock over your wine with it.
Well, I'm glad we spent a few minutes on that. Now, let's see here. Right, everybody step towards the center of the room here. And he gestures towards a point kind of in the middle of the lounge.
What?
Does everybody comply?
I do.
The center of the room?
Yeah, like just generally here.
Kick slips out the door.
Okay.
Slips out the door?
If that's permissible.
None of my characters stop you.
Where which room are we in?
The drinking room.
Drinking room, that's over.
It's the one. I'll put all your stuff there.
I'm trying
there.
To see like how big it is. What is the center? What Will would do? Is it this one? The one with the chairs? I see.
Wait a minute. Are we having a trial?
That's what
right
I'm.
Away?
That's what Will is trying to. Can we like? What is his intention? Can we tell?
Roscoe
all?
Is just asking.
Oh, okay.
Like, is this? Are we already having the trial?
Well, I'm going to get the room set up for the trial. Then we'll be gathering evidence, and then we'll be presenting arguments, and then the verdict will be decided. So I assume, in a sense, yeah, in a sense of, in which a sense is the truth and fact, then yes.
What?
Yes.
You said that things like this haven't happened on your ship before.
Well, nothing so grievous. I mean, there's always the need to enforce maritime law.
When's the last time you had a trial like this?
Like, again, like this? Never. But we've had civil disagreements and certain disputes that needed to be arbitrated. So we were
well equipped.
You didn't
even have one to get to the bottom of what happened to Chloe.
Ooh, what is his reaction to that?
Didn't have a... She... That wasn't a criminal matter, sir.
Oh, Captain, what happened with Chloe?
It was a tragic accident. She and I were... We were having our morning walk on the top deck, and there was a bit of the decking that was slick, and, I mean, you know how ferrets gamble about, and she slipped, spun about, tumbled off the side of the boat.
Oh. Did she have any enemies?
What did you say? Was it a burp?
Did she have any enemies?
I didn't hear Adam.
Oh my god.
I
can get away with asking anything.
I can't imagine anyone who would have a ferret as an enemy. That almost sounded like a leading question, though, Rufina.
I just wanted to rule everything out because I was very concerned when I heard about the ferret's death that perhaps there was someone who was jealous of your relationship with Chloe. Do you have another pet?
No, I do not. I had actually been thinking about talking to this one here. And he grabs Sean's arm and shakes him a little bit. But I don't think that's happening now. Hey, I mean, we could still do business after this, innocent until proven guilty and all that.
Aha! So we've got motive. Sean Indigo, knowing that he could give some business to, or get business from Captain Malvolio, if Captain Malvolio was in need of a new pet, moided Chloe the ferret.
Wait.
The trial has begun! Captain Malvolio?
What?
You are the next witness.
What?
Sit down. In the center of the
no, room. No. This isn't how this works, sir. I'm sorry. But if
Wait,
you have
not...
evidence to present that pertains to any of the participants in the forthcoming proceedings, yes, you should feel free, and I would encourage you to present it when the time is right.
So just to be clear, you're not going to let me, like, take
Run
over
the trial?
This whole situation
correct.
In a goofy way?
Okay. In any way.
All right. Well.
But you can. Okay, yeah. You will certainly be a participant. A full participant.
Doesn't
How
sound
do we
fun.
Find jury members?
Well, there is. What's the there's a whole process. It's called voir dire. Voir dire.
No, there's no jury. I'm sorry.
Voir dire.
No, I will be deciding the fate of the.
John Deere.
Voyeur dire.
Are you looking at your palm, sir?
I've got rules for trials on this hand. I got rules for interventions on the other.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please leave us a kind review wherever you listen to us. Also, consider supporting us by subscribing to us on Ko-fi at tinyurl.com/supportpfd, where you can gain access to lots of exclusive treats and behind-the-scenes goodies. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.